Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with the Champ is with Clayton Savage from Wyoming, a bull rider that has qualified for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo three times. He's won the Mountain State Circuit a number of times, and you're looking for number four time in the City of Lights. You're looking pretty good.
Yes, sir. Just been entering up and trying hard and just giving it my best.
Yes, sir. How old were you when you joined the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association?
I got my permit when I was 18, and I filled that and got my card the next year.
Yes, sir. How old are you now?
Oh, I think I'm 35 or so now is what they said.
I mean, like, you're number 16 in the world standings at 35 years old, and this is obviously a young man's sport. And today, you rode very well. Let's talk about the bull in that ride today.
I'd heard some things about him, but I didn't really try to dig too deep into it, and I just tried to keep my mind clear and just take him jump for jump.
Yes, sir. Who has been your mentor in this sport?
Man, I got a lot of mentors. You know, I kind of look up to anybody that's made the NFR because I know they gave it their all. And, yeah, pretty much anybody that's made the NFR. And I've always looked up to my dad my whole life. And it's pretty lucky for me. Scott Brading was here tonight, and he got to pull my rope. I looked up to him when I was a kid. And, I had to stay on since he pulled my rope.
Yes, sir. You might call it a blue-collar job. If you don't go and you don't win, you don't make a dime.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can, go down the road and fall off, 10 bulls in a row and run out of money. And then next thing you know, you got to go get a job and save up to start trying to rodeo again.
Yes, sir. Well, we've all been there, probably a little more back in the day. The money is better here. And you've seen some changes. What changes have you seen in this sport?
Yeah, I think everything since I was 18, the money, the stock, there's more rodeos. We was talking about that today. And, everything just getting bigger and, the people and more contestants. And, it's just gotten to be a lot more fun.
Our sport is unlike many others in the fact that we have the animal athletes. And the breeding programs are so amazing. And what we have seen in the products and the entertainment aspect of animal athletes.
The breeding's just been second to none. I mean, you'll know something, whatever you're getting on someone, you'll see what he went back to and who his daddy was. And, it's pretty cool.
Well, it's almost like horse racing, and there are fraternities with younger bulls, calves, and they buck them with little, 50-pound dummies on them and score them, and it's big money.
Don't even have to get a rider on them. Just put a dummy on them, flank them, and, pretty much hope for the best.
Well, they spend a lot of money in that game, and this game, the money, you can go to a non-PRCA bull riding where they add $3,000, $5,000, $8,000 every weekend somewhere, and that's pretty good to see.
That money's out there, and it's there to be won, so you got to go and get it because it's the only way to do it.
We have the opportunity to recruit a young man or a young woman to come into our sport of rodeo. What would you share that could encourage them?
I put on some bull riding schools of my own and a lot of young kids, and I just tell them to keep their heart in it, don't give up, and try not to get frustrated, and pretty much just stick with the basics and keep it simple.
Yes, sir. What happens at a two- or three-day bull riding camp?
I just want every kid that's there to at least stay on one bull. That's my goal. And, I want them to have the best time while they're there. And I just try to help them out the most I can.
That's words of our champion, Clayton Savage, a bull rider from Wyoming and the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Clayton, we look forward to seeing you in the City of Lights December 1st.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.